It's a classic case of supply and demand. There is a limited supply of burial plots in New Orleans, where most tombs are above the ground. These are not always available to some of the musicians who give New Orleans its signature sound in music, but help may be at hand. Joining us now from member station WWNO in New Orleans is Anna Ross Moulton Twitchell of the Friends of New Orleans Cemeteries. Welcome, Anna Ross.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you had this idea a number of years ago, I gather.
The idea of doing tombs for musicians was sort of planted in my head. I had attended a few funerals and wakes of legendary musicians and had heard people talking about the fact that maybe they hadn't made the plans they needed to make early in life for burial later. Mm-hmm. Because of the topography here, we do bury above ground, and you need to have those plans made ahead of time. You can't just do it at the last minute.
I hope you don't mind me asking about your own personal situation, because
as
I understand it, among your wedding gifts when you were married to your former husband was a tomb.
My former husband's family had a very historic tomb and gave this historic tomb to us to maintain because they knew I would, in fact, take care of it. And so when he and I divorced, the title for this passed to our daughter, who was the next person in line to receive the title.
You made it, or your daughter, I guess, made it available to musicians.
Yes, she did. I'm here today with Antoinette Cato, and she is the widow of the legendary Ernie Cato. And when he passed, I made a condolence call upon Antoinette, and Antoinette did not want to bring his remains out of the community. And Ernie was interred there.
And he has companionship, as I understand it.
Well, 6 months later, the mother-in-law he loved passed on. This is Antoinette's mother. And so when Antoinette called us and my daughter made a formal presentation and said, you know, we would be very honored to have your mother in the tomb also. And so we buried the mother-in-law.
Ernie Cato not only revered his mother-in-law, he made music about her, didn't he?
Well, he made a song called Mother-in-Law, and it was a rocket to the top, you know. It was one of the definable tunes of rock and roll and rhythm and blues in America in the 50s, early 60s, whenever that occurred. And, he made a place in the world with that phrase, Mother-in-Law.
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 The worst person I know.
Mother-in-Law.
Mother-in-Law.
Oh, she worries me so.
I wonder how many people who passed the tomb know the whole story.
Well, it's been publicized quite a bit here in New Orleans, and he has quite a number of fans who come to call, and we know they've been there just by the things that they leave at the tomb. You know?
Mm. Let me ask you about another musician who died recently, Lloyd Washington.
Oh.
He was not an original member of the Ink Spots, but he was considered, if you please, the last of the Ink Spots because he toured for 20 years with that group.
Right.
Since we're listening to good music in this context anyway, let's listen to one of the biggest hits the Ink Spots ever had.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care,
what's going to happen to the remains of Lloyd Washington now?
We will have an interment ceremony for him. It's scheduled for October the 23rd. There will be a typical New Orleans traditional funeral, which you all know probably as a jazz funeral. And Lloyd's remains will leave the Ernie Cato Mother-in-Law Lounge at 1500 North Rampart Street.
So he is in a sense resting in state there at the moment.
Of course. And people come to visit him over there and leave mementos and sign a book, sort of like you would in a funeral home.
Do you think people in New Orleans have a different view of death and the hereafter than you gather maybe people do in the rest of the country?
Definitely. Yeah, we embrace death. We don't look at it as the end. We look at it as an extension of our lives. We celebrate going on to a better place.
Anna Ross, nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Anna Ross Malden Twitchell of the Friends of New Orleans Cemetery, speaking from member station WWNO in where else, New Orleans.
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can.